And welcome back inside the cave. Jeff Bowman, along with Mark Comstock, with you this morning. And it's LASD Athlete of the Week time. And once again, we are bringing in Allie Zajac from Tecumseh. And Allie, again, you know, one more year left. Mm-hmm. You know, and as Coach Comstock was talking in between, you know, recruiting time, you got a lot of different schools that you're looking at. Are you going to try to make a decision the summer before next year? Well, what's your thought process on when you're going to decide on where you're going to go next year?
Yeah, so I'm thinking about before this summer to make a decision so that all travel basketball, I can relax and not really have to focus on recruiting. So that's my goal, is to make a decision before summer.
That would be nice to not have to have, you know, all the different coaches that are going to be there recruiting.
Yeah.
Come out, you mean, you're going to still hear from a few after you commit. You know, there's still those ones that are going to try to sway somewhere, but that would be nice.
Allie, what are you working on? I mean, what do you think are some of your, obviously you've got strengths, but what are the weaknesses that you're working on in your game, and what area of a game do you think you need to improve the most on to play at the next level?
Definitely motor and physicality, I think. So I've really been in the weight room a lot and working on like my like running up and down the court and ball handling, and because just everyone in college is so big and strong and fast. So I think I'd really just got to improve on all those aspects if I want to play in college.
Yeah, I think even as you mentioned, you might make a decision before the summer. I think a lot of kids in the summer try and impress the college coaches instead of just being the player that they are, instead of doing things that they're trying to maybe shoot the perimeter shot more and prove that they can shoot, and they don't shoot well because they're not playing into their strengths. But any thoughts on that for your summer development? If you all of a sudden you have a great summer and other schools jump in and want to recruit you over the schools that are already recruiting you?
I mean, yes and no, because I really kind of have my eyes on one school really right now, which I don't really, it has so many positives to it, which I wouldn't really want from a bigger school, because I feel like if I went to a bigger school than that, then I wouldn't get as much playing time, or it'd be farther away from home, or just like Big Ten schools, I feel like I just wouldn't play as much until like my senior year, which I love basketball, so I want to play as soon as I can.
Well, and I think now it's a different thought process too with the portal and things like that, where, I mean, you can go, you know, go to a mid-major, and if all of a sudden you're just being phenomenal, there's those other schools that might say, hey, we've got a spot for you.
Yeah,
you know? I mean,
definitely.
There's a lot more chances to move than there were, you know, 5 years ago even. So that's
it's kind of a shame we're saying that.
It is.
But that's the way of the college basketball now. I talked with Jeff the other day. There was a big article in the Toledo Blade on Sunday about the Mid-American Conference is now the top minor league for the major schools, because their kids are getting poached every year to play at the Power Five schools.
Yeah.
So I don't go in thinking that. Just go in and be the best you can be at your place.
Yeah,
that's
definitely
the best approach.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, again, Allie, once again, the Athlete of the Week, congratulations on that and getting your record. And then your mom getting her 100 victories, too.
Yeah.
That's always kind of cool, too. So congrats there as well. So once again, congratulations to Allie Zajac being the LISD Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, determined hard work, the LISD empowering learners, and creating opportunities for success. Once again, Allie Zajac, thank you very much, and congrats, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right.